going to be working on patterns today.
Nanette Lede is about to teach a class of 15 rambunctious preschoolers the basics of algebraic thinking, and she's got them all excited about it.
Yes, a tomato.
The children are counting scarves and identifying patterns, two concepts that will later help with algebra. This is a special program at the Educare Center in Gentilly, part of a collaboration with Wolf Trap New Orleans. They're an arts program, and they set out to teach reading through art. But now Wolf Trap has a focus on STEM, for children as young as preschool. Jenny James, the Wolf Trap director, explains why.
They saw that students were making gains in mathematic concepts, despite the fact that the focus was on literacy just by the nature of the natural connections to the art forms and those math concepts. So they thought, well, wow, if we could be more intentional about this, imagine the gains that the students would make in math.
Art and math were surprisingly a more natural fit, she says. For the past 3 months, the preschoolers have taken a half-hour class that will prime them to learn math in kindergarten and grade school. Today, by moving scarves around, Lede will be teaching the following.
Well, today we were using elements of patterns, which is the beginning of algebraic thinking for children at this age, and also counting, you know, sequential counting, and line order.
The scarves are like the sides of an equation that children will see in later years. Learning to even out the two sides is the basis of algebra. The children are also learning pattern recognition through dance moves. The Wolf Trap program points out everyday applications of math in the real world. That's very important, says Cindy Ebos. She's an adjunct professor in math instruction at the University of New Orleans.
For most people, the traditional image of math is arithmetic. 2 + 2 = 4, and being able to write that correctly on a paper. Most people don't realize that math goes way beyond arithmetic. The way math has been taught, it appears to be something different when, in fact, it isn't. So if we can help students make those connections, we can decrease the math anxiety at later grades.
Giselle Scott, the lead teacher at Educare, says an arts approach to math helps her students understand concepts.
Just giving them that early access to math concepts, those early skills, would help them just build a foundation for kindergarten and moving on. We've been teaching math skills, but not in this way. This way of incorporating the music, movement, and drama really addresses probably the different learning styles, your audio learners, kinesthetic learners, visual learners. So using all of those different methods addresses all those different learning styles.
The class uses dances, songs, and interactive activities to help students learn counting and introduce them to addition and subtraction. Scott says she can already see her students feeling more comfortable with math.
They can look at a group of objects and be able to tell how many are there without counting them. If it's a small group, maybe up to 5 objects in a group, they can look at it now and be able to tell how many are in the group without counting it. They're really now responding to math, and they're excited about it.
The excitement is easy to see as the students jump up to count dance steps. Jenny James of Wolf Trap wants students to feel more comfortable with math than she did at their age.
I know when I was young, math was always very scary, but we're trying to find a way to make it accessible, to show children that math is all around you and it doesn't have to be this scary, complex thing.
The children take the scarves they've been counting and start waving them in the air. Their teacher's using a second line to put math first. For WWNO, I'm Sarah Tan.